Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Hope we are good. Honestly, I'm a bit slow this morning. I went on my walk, I came back. And I'm just so tired, honestly. I'm currently, for those of you who didn't know, I'm currently doing this challenge. As somebody who used to like walking, going out and everything, I think I've reached the point in this challenge that it's beginning to feel like a chore. And honestly, I'm so happy because tomorrow's the last day. I can take a break. After Sahur, I can actually sleep. I would still walk because I feel like at some point I just have to, but I won't be doing it every single day, like back to back. I think that's a problem because I have to go back to back for the challenge. So it's becoming a chore. It's becoming just exhausting. So I am looking forward to Tuesday morning because I'm going to finally be able to sleep in after Sahur. I feel like I most definitely miss the feeling of going on a walk. I don't know. Well, let me see how it has impacted my Ramadan. It has made me, I think, more energetic. And talking about energetic, today is one of the first, this is the first day, like Sahur, since Ramadan started, where I ate God. I ate quite a lot. So I actually ate quite a lot. Let me never tell you because I'll be just open my name, to open my shame in the public. But let me see, I started off by drinking alkaline water. I like to drink water. Funny enough, yesterday I had a conversation with a former colleague of mine, and she said, she was like, okay, I see you post about your walks and whatnot, and I don't know how you do it during Ramadan, you still go on long walks and stuff. And this girl drinks 2 cups of water. Honey, that's why you can't, because while you're drinking 2 cups, I'm drinking 2 liters. Sugar, like during iftar on a good day that like the fasting have hit me, I literally take 2 liters before iftar. Like between breaking my fast and actually sitting down to eat, I don't drink 2 liters, or 1.5 liters. So, and then if we calculate between iftar and sahur, well, I don't know if it's a good thing, but I drink lots of water. I actually stay hydrated. I feel like since I started Ramadan, maybe there's just one day I felt quite dehydrated. But even though I go on like long walks, today like 10K, I don't really feel as dehydrated. Like I don't really feel as dehydrated. So
wow, that's just me, sure. I helped a lot.
I need to sleep because I kept waking up. I had something I had to do, which leads it to the eating thing. So last night I made puff puff, but they didn't really give what it was supposed to give because it was so light. The batter was so light that when I started frying, it just kept like absorbing oil. And anybody want to drink? No, it seems they drink. But yeah, anybody want to eat puff puff that's absorbed? So, also I didn't get to finish frying, so I kind of left the batter, and overnight my head kept waking up to the fact that I have left batter in the kitchen. Puff, puff, puff. And if my mama find it, she's gonna flog my ass. So like, clearly she's gonna flog me, but like I didn't want her to go to the kitchen before me and find butter or puff puff, because she's going to say I waste her food. So like, if I had my house, I know how deal with it. I would have kept it in maybe a mason jar and just let that be my, you know, if you want to make like sourdough, stuff like that. I kept waking up every like 45 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. I woke up like 7 times since I put my head down. Because of that, when I have something on my mind or something I need to do, I can't sleep well. I keep waking up to, my body keeps like waking me up because, you know, I have something to do. And then finally by 3, I got up. The remaining batter, I literally added flour to it. I should have added more salt since I was turning it into a flatbread. I forgot. Anywho, I added flour, I kneaded it, flattened it out, and then I basically added it to a hot non-sticky pan with a spoon or water and spoon of oil. So I would advise you, if you're going to do something like this, to use like a brush and brush the actual dough, the flat dough, and add maybe just a brush of oil on your skillet, non-sticky pan, and or on any pan, any pan would work, and you know, add it like a spoon or 2 spoons of water, it just makes it cook through. And I literally did that, so I also had that for iftar. It was really good, and this is not just because I'm the one that made it, it was actually really, really good. So I had that with tomato soup and tea. I made a burst of flavors kind of tea. I added, it was agualuma tea, I think her coffee, and this is a weird combo, but it works. Citrus, agualuma, and coffee. I think it was coffee. It was so weird. I don't think it was coffee now I think about it. I think it was just spicy tea, because last night I had the coffee with another combination and it was really good. Anyways, I had that. Then I had another thing, which I'm not going to tell you guys, because I kept eating. I don't usually eat sahur. Even if I wear, it's like something very, very, very light. I prefer not to eat sahur, if I may be honest. Like, the day before yesterday, had just like my kills. I prefer that, actually. You see, I find that I have more energy when I don't eat at all. All that combination of mess that I did just led to me, when I was going for my walk after Subhi, honestly, I was working like a pregnant woman. I wouldn't be surprised if people think I was pregnant. No, I think it's because of all those food, the ITs they said in, because I had to leave right after Subhi. Okay, I laid down for a little while, 10 minutes, and then I had to leave. But I think, honestly, when I was working, like I'm telling you, people really, I'd be surprised if you thought like I was a pregnant woman, because I was, first of all, I was waddling. I was working like a pregnant woman. Secondly, I had my hand on my waist almost the whole time. You know, I had my hand on my waist because my stomach hurts. So I couldn't cope. And it wasn't until I have walked like 4,000 steps thereabouts that I started to feel better. Using So Tired Nigerian Girl is now on Jollof Radio. Yay! We're on Jollof Radio now. For those of you who don't know this, so it's a media house in Nigeria. It's in Etiosa, local government of Lagos State. I don't really know. See, it's weird. I don't want to talk so much about it. I just wanted to give you guys a sprinkle. Anywho, they have an Instagram page, Jollof Podcast and Radio platform, top album podcast and radio app for Apple series, audiobooks, sports, and more. It's available on iOS and Android. So not only do you get to listen to the music of a tired Nigerian girl, everywhere listen to your podcast, everywhere just includes Jollof Radio now. So really, you have no reason to say you don't listen to an episode. Okay, secondly, first, let's do it one by one. First, I'm going to open casting. So this is for my listeners. If you want to be on an episode, if you have a topic that you would like to chat with me, if you would like to be on any like episode with my topics, because I'm going to put that out, I am going to open casting for Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. So all you have to do is watch out for announcements on Instagram. When I do, just send me a DM what episode you'd like to be on, based on what topic you'd like to be on, why you would think you're the right fit to be on, and let's get to recording.
Yay!
Finally, there's going to be a new segment to add to our segments. It's basically you telling me if you want to share your scenarios or your 2 cents or what's giving you the ick, what makes you a tired Nigerian girl or tired Nigerian boy. You can send me your scenarios on Instagram. If you want to be anonymous, do let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to give you all credit and we can get to dissecting your scenarios. Also, do not forget that you guys need to be following the KD Bulletin, especially if you live in Kaduna. The KD Bulletin is an Instagram page curated by yours truly. It's basically like a bulletin board or announcement board where you can get to know about events happening in Kaduna. If you're a creative or you are somebody who enjoys creative pursuits, you want to be following this page because, honestly, how else would you know? Except you're part of our inner circle, which, honestly, some of us like to go alone, you know? And you don't want people to be telling you, oh, I went here, this happened, that happened, like, and you now hear that you were not told. But if you're following KDBLT and you live in Kaduna, or you're coming into KD and you would like to know what you could do in Kaduna, then you should really be following the KDBLT on Instagram right now. Secondly, I'm going through Instagram. This is my Instagram time for today. And anyways, before I go back to Instagram, I was watching an episode of Queen of Tears, which is a K-drama. And on this last episode, I think episode 5, because it's an ongoing drama, guess who is the doctor? Klaus Mikkelsen daddy. What's his name? What's his name? Hey. Michael Mikkelsen. He was the doctor, and they used money for that thing, because to bring like him in for an episode of Queen of Tears, like, you know how like you're watching K dramas, there's some designated white people, girls and men, boys and girls, that they use for the foreigners, quote unquote, in K drama. They never bring somebody that is actually like somebody that you know. Maybe I just don't know them. There's this lady that they bring in, and I know her. I don't know her name. I'm sorry. If you watch K-dramas, you might know who I'm talking about exactly. There's this lady that they used to bring in. Funny enough, I haven't seen her in any new dramas. The last drama I saw her in, I can't remember the name. But anyways, I used to see her on YouTube once upon a time. She was on Megan. Yes, I see her on Megan's YouTube page back then when I used to like follow that content. And apart from her, this other guy that is in almost every like K-drama, he's the quote unquote white or American villain. But now we're seeing people that we actually know. So today I want to talk about something. Well, we're already like 20 something minutes in, but yeah, I want to talk about something that has been bugging me. I saw this thing, it's talking about how like why women now don't really want to get married. What do people think is the reason? I'm just curious, because do you think maybe it is the brothers, quote unquote? Do you think it is the is the podcast voice? Do you maybe think it's the shaming of women? Do you think that might be a reason? Do you think it's the I'm not even calling it domestication. That's not even it. It's the, you know, when you want to make a woman just clean up after you and do everything after you. Do you think that might be the reason? Let me leave you guys to stew on it, and maybe we'll come back to talk about it on the next episode. Because it's funny to me how all of a sudden people act as if it's so surprising that women feel the need to get married. Talking about, she can provide for herself, so that's for, like, alhamdulillah, no shade or whatever, but alhamdulillah, even I can take care of my basic needs. So, you providing and protecting is not really doing, it's 24, come on, my nigga, it's 24. Like, it's not the old ages. Like, if you're not going to give her peace of mind, why on earth should she stay there and aspire to marry? Why? The family doesn't help either, because Muslim girls have it hard. I'm sorry, not to say that all the girls don't have it hard, but Muslim girls have it hard. We actually do. Women have it hard everywhere, period. Because even the things that as Muslim women, I want to say, okay, Muslim women like suffer through or whatnot. Almost every woman suffer through it. So really, why should she now say, you know, I don't know, what is the incentive? I kind of can relate, I'm not gonna lie, because what is really the incentive? But now you want to use Islam to police and bully a Muslim woman into doing everything. Oh, Allah said this. Oh, it's sunnah to do this. Even the things that are not being said. You guys want to, let me just change the topic. And then you go under like a hijabi's post on Instagram, and the first thing you say is, oh, sister this, oh, sister that, oh, your hijab is this, oh, you do that. Okay. Even in real life, you guys can't even lower your gaze. You can't lower your bloody gaze, but you want to have an opinion. It's not surprising, honestly. A friend of mine yesterday sent me a reel, which is categorically a funny reel, but it was just not like it's this reel by, let me find it. I'm sure you guys have come across it at some point on Instagram. It's this reel by Ridiculous and Samantha Mariam, where they were like, when our friend was so close to wearing a hijab but then sees a Muslim man's podcast. I can't even begin to tell you how many things I have seen under a Muslim woman's comments that, because if you think about it, you guys showcase yourself like this and then you say, oh, Muslim woman wanna marry, Muslim woman wanna marry. Because why should I choose chaos for my life? The meticulousness in which you guys actually sit down to concoct scenarios, you know. And under the comments, under the post, under the comment, in the comment section, I got, like, somebody's like, sister, somebody's ready to lift up your arm while eating. What if a non-mahram sees you? You should lower your gaze. If you start from there, guard your chastity, guard your mouth. Maybe you would chase the other Muslim women. Think about that, won't you? You guys, I'm sorry about this dog. Honestly, we have guests and there's nothing I can do about it. And I can't stop the podcast, unfortunately. So I'm sorry. Moving on, another thing that has been pissing me off for a while is this, let's say it's a video from Join the Cruise. Join the Cruise is German-based YouTube that basically they do these sit-down conversations just like Jubilee, similar to Jubilee, similar to The Middle Ground, stuff like that. And here they have six guests panelists sitting down and they're talking about, would you stay in a toxic abusive marriage for the sake of your children? And yeah, that's the conversation. I think quite a number of people have seen this. I just, oh my days, there's a problematic mother, let me say mother, there's a problematic woman on this panel and she's just so piss-taking. Remember, the question is, would you stay in a toxic / abusive marriage for the sake of your children? Why? You guys should listen to this and I'll give you my 2 cents.
Taking that child from the father is the most important thing at that moment. So, but that does not mean that you are divorcing your husband. If this type of incident happened, really happened, and you find out it is true, would you still marry that man? I will still be with my husband, but I forbid. Listen, I will still be with my husband. I will sleep with me and sleep with my daughter.
See, if I am the child, I will arrest you and my father.
Separating that child.
This is in answer to a panelist asking her, what if you find out that your partner is sexually assaulting your child? And that's what she said. Now let's start from the beginning. So here you actually hear the actual question.
If your husband sexually abused your child or your wife sexually abused your child and find out it's true, why are you doing?
You know the beautiful thing about that question? I'm going to consider priorities. If I leave my spouse, right, what consequence do you think will be greater? Leaving that marriage is not going to reverse the emotional trauma. If I'm a mother and I didn't have any education whatsoever, I don't have a 9-to-5 job, I don't make any sort of money at all, and I know I need that man for financial assistance, I'm going to say, look, I'm prioritizing my daughter's or my son's future ahead of this abuse. This abuse already happened. It's a bad thing, right?
Well,
but
mean,
it already happened.
Divorce,
but I'm prioritizing
like
that future.
There are countries that if you divorce, the financial compensation, who is going to help? It's help.
Oh, Sammy, you the help that he needs.
You mean that's your husband?
I'm sorry, you're sexually assaulting my child and you're telling me I should be responsible for him.
No, what is happening?
You should be in jail.
You should be like, did you, has it been like that? Did you know that he has
after
been like that?
After he assaults my daughter, I'll start interrogating him. Wrong. Have you been like this? Is this your first time?
Seriously. Putting him in jail, how does that help you?
If your husband.
Oh, it is. I'm so upset. Oh my god, what the what the, did you even hear that? Oh my god, like when I was coming across these videos, I was praying to God that it's a joke. I was praying to the Lord that it was a joke. Like, what? It makes no sense. This is what people are doing. Okay, let's go. We're listening to a lot of snippets.
Divorce is not the only way out. Think back. It has not always been beaten now. There were real good times. Think back about that good times. Think back on how you started.
you would definitely find a loophole somewhere. I hate beating, but no one is a saint. You will not die inside that marriage.
Amen.
Go away. Stay separate. Divorce is
only... Inko, are you hearing this, your mommy? Are you hearing you? Are you hearing what she's saying? She said, "This is, you know, she's just saying an abusive relationship." And this somebody's mommy is here saying divorce is not the way. You know, remember the good times. It hasn't always been beating. Hey, and you know the funny thing for me, it is the fact that there are like different people on this panel, like different age group. Background, different everything, and even young people, like younger than you, forever 21, like young and older generation and younger generation, and somebody is here talking foolishness like this. And the last one,
a friend of mine was hit staff to death just because of beans, that the beans was not soft enough for a man to eat. I've experienced coma good 3 times. I'm telling you, my life is true.
You saw those signs. What happened? You were in love. You just ignored the signs. Continue ignoring the signs now.
There is no marriage without fight. Let us not deceive ourselves. This is a man that I know that, oh, yes, he hates me, but yet he loves me.
If your husband sexually abused your child, and you find out it's true, why are you doing
this? The man will definitely be reported. But that does not feel that I will divorce my husband. I want you to get that.
Hey. That's so triggered. That's so triggered. Oh, Lord. Lord, help me, please. Honestly, yeah. See, marriage itself is actually a beautiful institution. Don't get me wrong. However, the problem I feel like is people who have turned marriage to be an accomplishment or something that is, I don't know, they've taken marriage and kept it on the pedestal. Like, if you're not married, you're useless, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. Not everybody is meant to be married, honestly. And not everybody is meant to have kids. Because, no offense to this mommy, but she gives me the vibe, and I say my full chest, she gives me the vibe of, she's even depressing. She gives me the vibe of somebody that, God forbid, they'll be manhandling their child, and auntie will come and be talking about, go back to your husband. Clearly, they said, if your partner sexually molested your child, what is you doing? And auntie is talking about, I'm not divorcing the man will be reported, but that does not still mean... You can see I've memorized this statement. That does not still mean I will divorce my husband. What's the actual It makes no sense whatsoever. And I'm sorry, she's not... Some people are just not meant to have kids. And I stand by that, honestly speaking. And I just hope that, I really pray that if she does have kids, all of them will be protected and they will come to no harm, because they don't have a mom that's going to stand business for them. They really don't. Secondly, the person that is saying, oh, is it his first time? Does he normally do that? What do you mean? They say somebody molested your child. You are saying, oh, because it's the daddy. Is it the first time? It's because it's the daddy that you are supposed to... You cannot hear it. Somebody molested your kid. You're talking about, oh, does he normally do that? Is that his behavior? Is he going through something? He molested his child. I'm so upset. Who? Talking about, oh, this person doesn't... This person hasn't done that before, this and that. The first thing is to separate the child. See? Me, I don't need to separate the child from you, because you're going to separate it from this earth. That's just it. Because I don't know. Why is... Only one person on that panel. I haven't watched the full video on YouTube. Honestly, I don't think I can. I saw lots of comments talking about how, like, don't even bother to watch the videos. The video is shit. He was chatting. They were all chatting shit the whole time. So I'm not even going to ask you to watch it. Me, myself, I'm not going to watch it on YouTube. I can't. Because since I cannot physically punch, I'm just not going to put myself in that position. But let's go. This is No, seriously, you need to be taken, like, to never be found again. And this woman needs to be taken and right along because... So, I'm coming. I just have a question. Like, what eye would you use to look at your child? Do you still expect this child? Like, do you even think about the child? Because it sounds like she's not even thinking about the child right now. She's completely thinking about her marriage and her husband. She's probably going to tell the child to keep quiet. Don't talk about it. It's shameful. It's shameful. Or beat the child and the child that will say, oh, what did you, how did you entice him? Because not once did she talk about the child. Do you, can you imagine the mental state that this child is being thrown into? Can you imagine the actual, like, the therapy, the years of therapy, and just how devastated this child would be, regardless if it's a woman who did the mess or a man that did the mess. That's a madness. Like, regardless if it's the man that did the madness or the woman that did the madness, like, whichever part it is, you need to be taken to never be found again. Like, taken away from society and locked up. And the fact that she's not even thinking of taking him to another society, maybe he needs to change the address to hell. Is she's thinking about, oh, the man will be reported, it's my husband, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna leave my husband. Is she still saying, okay, so I just decided, you know, let me ask some people their 2 cents. Let's know that Hikma is crazy, and this is what they had to say about it. I just asked somebody, and she said, in not a lie, he may not marry you wrong. I'll leave the marriage. I'll take him to court because justice must be served. Sprinkle, sprinkle. This next one is from Zubama. Hi, Zubama.
Good morning. Happy Ramadan to our Muslim brothers and sisters. I pray Allah accept our ibadah. Well, concerning this topic, for me, if I find out that my wife slept with my son at first, it will really have a very bad effect on my mental health. Then first things first, I'll make sure I take the child to the hospital for him to get checked up to make sure everything is okay and everything concerning that particular incident is being checked up. Then also for my wife, and I'll make sure I report my wife to the appropriate authorities, and I'll also try and find help, look for help for her, because I'm sure it's not just ordinary. Maybe she'll be under a spell, or maybe parents of my wife are under a spell or something of that nature. So I'll make sure I report her and also find help for her. But I'm definitely dissolving that marriage. We're going our separate ways, definitely, definitely. To make sure, because I know that the child will be traumatized, so I will make sure, if it is to look for all these counseling people, I have to be there for my son to comfort him and all those stuff. Then the parents of both my parents and the parents of my wife will also be involved, because they will need to know what happened. My mental health right now have to be in check, because what I have just listened to in the last 15 minutes concerning this issue, I'm really surprised and confused and speechless all in one. I'm telling you, I think, to be sincere, marriage is not a do or die affair. It's not something that you enter. Marriage is not something we just enter into, and we are suffering inside and we cannot come out and all those stuff. We, the younger ones that are going to go into marriage, we need to educate our parents. We need to tell them that, see, your days are over. Days of 1960, 1977. We need to talk to our parents and tell them that, see, marriage is not a do or die affair. If you're in an abusive marriage, you need to opt out. You need to opt out. If you are also in an if you are in a marriage and you discover the husband is oppressing you too much, you need to go. You need to leave. Your life is, your health is wealth. You need to leave. You cannot just keep staying in a marriage just because maybe. And I think some of the reason is because maybe the wife is not educated. Or maybe she don't have a specific qualification, so she believes if she leaves the marriage, she will not have anything to do. She's lost. Maybe she have to start from the scratch and all those things. I think that is why they are just. What's even bothering is that women are at the receiving end in this marriage of 18. Now them they suffer pass. And at them still no one come out from their marriage. Their mindset have been tuned in such a way that you have to stay with your husband. No, if your husband is beating you, stay like that. There's nothing you can do. That is what society have made women to believe. So you have to, women need to, we need people like the Aisha Yesufu and all those women for change activists come out and talk to this younger generation. See, this is how it's supposed to be. It's not a must. It's not a must. Try and cater for yourself first. Prove in yourself. When you improve in yourself, a guy will not come and take you for nothing. But when you don't improve in yourself, you are just there. A guy will just use you anyhow he wish.
That's it from Zwama. Thank you so much for your attention. I'm going to listen to the next person.
First of all, I am livid. What is wrong with these women? Like, is this what most women in Nigeria think? Is this what most people in Nigeria, is this how they think? How can you be living with a predator? Because that is what he is. A pedophile? No. Is this poverty? What is going on? Abi, is lack of education? Because I'm trying to understand. Whatever the situation is, you are divorcing him. From that day I hear it, I don't regret saying how I can't marry this man. No, it's a no-go zone for me. We are divorcing that minute. In fact, that minute I'm beginning to regret how I even met you.
So this next person, I call them the president, and this is what he had to say about this crazy situation.
Well, watching this video and listening to this woman makes me sick. Yes. In life, there are two extremes. There are things before acting, you need to rationalize, you need to treat with logic and reason. And then there are things that you just will have to let emotions, dictate how you act. I feel like this is one of them, the latter. First of all, if you do that to my child as a woman, I'm going to kill you. You're going to die. Yeah, that's it. I'm not simply leaving the marriage. I think I'm going to kill you. If you do that to me as my wife, doing that to my child, I think you're going to die. Yes, I'd rather live the rest of my life trying to survive the consequences of my action than letting you leave or letting you anywhere close to my child. If you are dead, then the matter is settled. My own position might be very extreme. However, I think anything to the opposite of that in terms of trying to inquire whether the guy is sick or he has some issues or he needs some help or going to jail would not solve his problems. I think it's a very selfish position to take, a very narcissistic position, and I think it's very fatal, not just to the person but to the child, but to the child involved. I mean, I think if there is a priority, then the priority should be the child's safety, the child's mental health, the child's trauma that the child will have to suffer for the rest of their lives. I think that's what, not just your own marriage or your husband or taking care of your family. That should just keep it aside. This is a monster. Treat him as such and act accordingly.
So I feel like we can all agree that the general consensus is ever tired. You can hear my voice. I'm tired of this conversation. This particular episode of the cruise, I don't think I watch on YouTube because I can't just allow myself to be pissed. Where one woman comes and says, the other one is turning on you, both of them are not serious, to be honest. And anyways, let's go with the next person. It's for Ida. She just sent a couple voice notes, but we're going to play this particular one. The first one is just her first, shocked opinion, and I'm going to play you guys my sarcastic reply. Because what the hell?
But not the one that even offered me. I think the one that was saying that she has been in coma 3 good times. And my man, I said, now, coma 9, they use 3 good times described. Because of what? One of those times. And then the second one that was saying that even if it turns out that her husband has been sexually abusing their children, that she will report to the police, but she will not divorce the man. And I was trying to understand what sense that made. Because why would you stay married to a sexual offender? Second of all, if me, I don't know how long she has friended the man for. I don't know anything about their courting period. But if you, knowingly married, and stayed married to a sexual offender, please don't do that to your children. Your priority is to protect them because they didn't sign up for this. You went and married this man and you gave birth to them. They are the consequence of this marriage. So please, you need to protect. How you say that this man sexually abused? No. No ban at all. Okay? No, people are actually living in bondage. I swear to God. Hey? Now, some marriage, like, they hold people for just like this. Me, I don't know. Me, I just think it's vibes. Like, people enter, you're like, I don't like your thing again. Me, I don't like your thing again. We'll try and work it out. We go if you don't. Anyways, I don't want to just project violence against anybody. That possible. Everybody will be okay. That's all I can say. I wish them all the best.
That's because I hate my...
Suffering is that they used to do like Hunger Games, where if you depend on how you have really suffered in marriage, you come and bring your evidences, they give you gifts. That's why that woman was saying that, you know, she had to come out 3 times. You think 3 times is being no pun intended, but you think three times is joke? How many come out viewed you? You cannot boast of 3 times, please. Sister is taking this accolade somewhere. That's why she needs to reinforce that statement.
Like, do you know the thing? Right now I'm here and I'm just thinking, like, I want to understand the thought process behind this woman. The thought process behind this woman. This particular woman who, you know, the first woman who was saying how she wouldn't leave because it's her husband and she would really wouldn't leave her marriage and whatnot. I really want to understand, like, how long did it take her to get to where she was? That's this particular one.
Father is the most important thing at that moment. So, but that does not mean that you are divorcing your husband. If this type of incident happened, really happened, and you find out it is true, would you still marry that man?
I will still be with my husband, but I forbid.
Listen, I will still be with my
husband.
The man
that slept with me and slept with my daughter.
See, if I am sound, I'll arrest you and my father.
Separating the...
So yeah, this particular woman, like, honestly, you guys need to check out Jerry Cruz, because you can see she believes what she's saying. She really believes the thing that she talk, you know, the thing that comes out of her mouth, she believe it. So honestly, and at what point do you get to this level? Let me not reach there. I cannot be going to jail because my radio. Kiri kiri. So I had to take a little break. Because I took a break from the podcast. I took my sister to the hospital to get her injection. And honestly, being outside just made me to think of God. I mean, I'm always thinking of God, but particularly when it's hot. When it's hot, I'm always reminded of, like, the character and to hold steadfast in my religion and whatnot. Because anybody that knows me knows that I'm not a hot girl. I don't deal with heat. I can't just, no. That is not my brother. You see, rain, I love the rain. Snow, best weather ever. I would take falling down than heat, because I just can't. And it used to make me remember this prayer that my mom used to say. She said this here, but it's like, whenever I saw her, she'd be like, I don't think I want to. Which literally translates to, may God not allow us to enter the fire, because honestly, it reached to do that prayer. Kaduna is hot. Oh my days. Anywho. So guys, anyways, we're going to be rounding up on that note. I believe we all had an insightful afternoon. We had a great conversation. For a recap, we're now on Jollof Radio. We're opening casting. And honestly, I can't wait to, you know, get DMs from you guys. You can send me scenarios and whatnot. If you're not already doing so, please follow MOTNG's page on Instagram. It is at MOTNG_. Send reviews. You can send it to my DM, actually. So send reviews on Instagram. Please post reviews on Spotify page and on Apple Podcast page, as well as any other platform that you currently listen to MOTNG from. You can also do that on Jollof Radio, actually. And you guys will hear from me when next you hear from me. Have a safe week ahead. And please, let's all just be guided. Let's not be that we are caught of foolishness. This has been great. Adios.